Earlier this week, college basketball crowned its men's and women's champions, but there's one Final Four still undecided. Actually, it's the Frozen Four, the Men's College Ice Hockey Tournament. And for more on that, sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us, as he does most Fridays. Hey, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Now, college ice hockey certainly doesn't get the kind of attention that men's basketball does, but if you're a Michigan Wolverines fan or alum, as a certain member of my household is, or if you're someone who loves the action on the ice, I guess you're really looking forward to tomorrow's final.
Yeah, it's in St. Paul, Minnesota. Michigan is going for its college best 10th championship, but I feel obligated to point out that six of those came in the 1940s and the 1950s. Mm. The opponent in this game is going to be trying for its first. It's the University of Minnesota Duluth, which bills itself as a great university on a great lake. And if you think that Minnesota Duluth is the hockey equivalent of, say, Butler in basketball, well, both are nicknamed the Bulldogs, but this is Duluth's fourth hockey Final Four, and the powers in collegiate ice hockey don't match up really with the powers in basketball or football. This year's 16-team NCAA tournament included the likes of Yale, Merrimack, Union, New Hampshire, Nebraska, Omaha, Western Michigan, Denver, North Dakota, and RPI, that is the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Yes. Now, when we listen to you go through the list of those teams, were these two teams in the final expected to be there?
Well, you know, Yale was actually the top-ranked team heading into the tournament. North Dakota was the other favorite, but Yale lost to Duluth in the quarterfinals. North Dakota was shut out by Michigan in the semifinals, 1-0, and that was the big surprise. North Dakota had outscored its first two tournament opponents by 12-1. They were shut out by a Michigan goaltender who had the game of his life, a kid named Sean Hunwick. He stopped 40 shots, and this is a guy that was a walk-on at Michigan. He's not been drafted by any NHL team, which is unusual at this level of college hockey.
Now, we know that college hockey doesn't generate the kind of revenue that, say, basketball or football churns out, but it is a really big sport at some schools. Is it also a sport with big growth potential?
Yes, I think it is. It's certainly a big sport at Michigan, and the men's hockey team there generates more ticket revenue than the men's basketball team does. And it was helped this year by the fact that they staged a game in December against Michigan State, their rival, in the football stadium, the Big House, and that game attracted a hockey record crowd of 113,000 fans. Now, there are only 58 Division I men's ice hockey programs compared to about 120 in football and 350 or so in basketball. Penn State is adding a varsity team. Its conference, the Big Ten, is going to start a six-school group for ice hockey in 2013, and that is a revenue move designed to consolidate attendance money and also add programming to the conference's Big Ten television network. So that's where the growth is being driven by there.
Now, another Big Ten school won the women's Frozen Four championship, Wisconsin. Is the women's game growing as well?
Yeah, it is too. The first NCAA championship for the women was in 2001. Eight play in the NCAA championship, and one of those schools was, to my eye, even more unlikely than the men's programs that I mentioned, Mercyhurst College, which is a Catholic school with a student population of 3,000. It's in Erie, Pennsylvania, and it turns out that Mercyhurst is a power in women's hockey. They went 15-0 in their conference this season, but they lost in the first round of the tournament to the eventual runner-up, Boston University. Mercyhurst's nickname? Michelle, what do you think?
I don't know, but Mercyhurst's on the map.
Erie,
I don't know.
Pennsylvania. Where's Erie?
Erie, okay. Erie is on a lake?
Yeah.
Lakers?
The Lakers.
The Lakers, okay. There you go. We'll leave it at that, Stefan. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's Stefan Fatsis. He speaks to us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.